Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. Imagine stepping outside your front door and coming face to face with a giant saber-toothed cat, or driving to work and having to dodge a huge mammoth blocking traffic. It wasn't that long ago that giant cats, mammoths, huge bears, even a lumbering 2-ton ground sloth called Idaho home. Now, those animals are gone now, but they had an impact on our ecosystem that lasts today. And studying them could give us clues about how our present-day ecosystem works. Joining us to talk more about this is Dr. Eric Jensen, Professor Emeritus of Biology at the College of Idaho. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's great to be on your program.
So, Dr. Jensen, did giant saber-toothed cats and mammoths, truly live here in Idaho?
Yeah, there's a good set of fossils from down near Pocatello, American Falls, actually, that records that they were here 21,000 years ago. They were all around us in other places, so there's no reason why they weren't right out there on the Boise River.
Wow. So describe some of these animals for us. How big was a saber-toothed cat, and are they actually different from saber-toothed tigers?
Okay. All right. Good question. They're really not at all related to tigers. And so we used to call them saber-toothed tigers, but since they're in a different subfamily, they're really not particularly tiger-like. And so anymore, people just call them saber-toothed cats. And these were big cats, like an African lion today. These were very powerful animals. They looked like they were designed by a committee. They had a short tail, huge forelegs, and kind of weak back legs, which suggests that they were probably ambush predators. And there's been a lot of speculation about how they used those giant sabers. Probably the best explanation I've heard so far came from Bill Ackerston, who used to be at the Idaho Museum of Natural History down at Pocatello. And his suggestion is what they did is they would ambush their prey, let's say a horse, basically use their front quarters to wrestle them to the ground, pin them down, and then they would use those giant sabers to open up the belly and the animal bleed to death. Once the animal's dead, then they'd come back and feed. Now, with those huge sabers in the way, it's really hard to understand how they got a decent meal because they can open the jaw to 105 degrees, which is an enormous jaw opening. And how far open can we get our jaws? 15, 20 degrees at the very most. And they could really open those jaws way up.
Why is it important to study how these animals impacted our ecosystem?
I think we need to remember that for over 50 million years, our ecosystems here in North America had large mammals and large birds too. And then about 13,000 years ago, those all disappeared. And so our ecosystems evolved with these large animals, and now all of a sudden those are gone and things have changed, and we're just now starting to figure out how, what impacts they did have on the ecosystem and why it worked the way it did. But we know that it was a very productive ecosystem with all those big animals here, because obviously to have big predators, you had to have big prey, but you can't have a lot of big animals unless you've got a lot of productivity. So it's a very productive ecosystem. And we don't have anything like that today. So what were all those big animals doing? And that's what I'm going to talk about in a course I'm going to do for the OSHER program starting next week.
So what can we learn from the ecosystem in the Ice Age that might actually help us better understand our own climate today?
These animals all went extinct about 12 to 13,000 years ago. Pretty rapidly. It's an unexplained extinction because it was just we just lost the big animals. Every other extinction event in the history of the Earth, we lose an assortment of species, plants, animals, little ones, big ones, and so on. And here we just lost these big guys. So a lot of people think that overhunting by Paleo Indians, at least of a few species, may have caused the large species to collapse. On the other hand, if it was climate, it has a lot to say about our own future. And we were in a case of climate change, but interestingly, the climate was improving rather than getting worse. But It's a little more complicated than that because there was a very abrupt period right when these things went extinct, when we sort of came out of the ice age and then we went back into a deep glaciation very rapidly, perhaps within as little as 10 years. And we're right at the your pixels are kind of big when you get back that far. It looks like we went into this glaciation very rapidly. And we have people here hunting them. The climate changes, both things are happening at once. And there's been a lot of ink spilled on which was the factor, but both have interesting implications for humans. And, are we just naturally a species that overhunts our prey? Are we that careless? Or do we need to watch out for climate changes? So these are things that have really attracted a lot of attention over the past year. Besides, the animals themselves are just incredibly cool.
So why do you study this time period?
Well, I study mammals, and these are just really cool mammals. And so I need to correct you here. A lot of my study has been on living mammals, everything from ground squirrels to shrews I've published on. But, I keep coming back to these big guys because they're just so incredibly interesting. It's like a trip to Africa today, where you still have a lot of these big animals. We lost all of ours. And so what was it like here with all these big animals?
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today. We've been talking with Dr. Eric Jensen, Professor Emeritus of Biology at the College of Idaho. He'll be talking about extinct Ice Age mammals November 2nd as part of the OSHRA Lifelong Learning Institute at Boise State University. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be on. Nice talking to you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.